This is Rhema for Today.
Canaan's land is a type. The Old Testament is typed and shadows. Israel's a type of the world. Being baptized in the sea, crossing the Red Sea, and the clouds a type of water baptism. But thanks be unto God, we can enter into Canaan's land. It's a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's a type of divine healing. It's a type of divine health. It's a type of prosperity, promise to bless them. And days of heaven upon earth.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his classic teaching, How to Possess the Land, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
We'll look first of all into 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's start reading with the very first verse. Moreover, brethren, I would that you should not be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, neither be ye idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day, 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now notice particularly that 11th verse. Now all of these things happened unto them for ensamples, or examples, to us. And they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world come. What all happened to Israel happened as examples unto us. And what is written aforetime is written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Israel came out of Egypt. God delivered them. Egypt is a type of the world and a type of sin. Then it said here they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. That's a type of water baptism. Well, we've come out of sin and out of the world. If we've been born again, baptized unto Christ in water. But thank God, God has more for us. Israel came up to a place called Kadesh Barnea, and sent the 12 spies into the land to spy out the land, because there was a promised land out there waiting them. Well, we thought that Canaan's land's a type of heaven. But you see, Canaan's land cannot be a type of heaven, because when you get to heaven, there won't be any cities to take. There won't be any giants in the land. There won't be any battles to fight. Thank God the last battle shall have been fought. No, Canaan's land is a type of our rights and privileges in Christ Jesus. It's a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And healing and prosperity and all of the blessings of God. But here in this 11th chapter of Deuteronomy, notice what God said to Israel. He said, for the land, this is the 10th verse now, for the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from which ye came out, where thou sowedest thy seed and watered it with your foot, In other words, the Nile River was their source of water and they had to irrigate. They had a contraption they made, but a man walked it. They didn't have electric motors and gasoline motors in those days. And so they had to water their herbs or water whatever they planted with their foot. But thank God the land, whether you go to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys, not a flat land like most of Egypt. And then he went on to say, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. Hallelujah. Now that has both a natural and a spiritual application. You see, rain and water is a type of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And drinketh water of the rain of heaven. That reminds me of what Jesus said in the 7th chapter of John's Gospel, the 37th through the 39th verse. At the last day of the feast, he stood and cried and said, "Ho, everyone that is athirst, let him come unto me and drink." Hallelujah. Drinketh water of the rains of heaven. Let him come unto me and drink. For he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, which they that believe in him should receive, for as yet the Holy Ghost was not given because Jesus was not yet glorified. And so drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it. From the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of the land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, and that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. Now skip down to the 21st verse. He went on to say that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children multiplied, in other words, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon earth. Hallelujah. Canaan's land is a type. The Old Testament is typed and shadows. Israel's a type of the world. Being baptized in the sea, crossing the Red Sea, and the clouds a type of water baptism. But thanks be unto God, we can enter into Canaan's land. It's a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's a type of divine healing. It's a type of divine health. It's a type of prosperity promised to bless them. And days of heaven upon earth. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name forever. So then we find that he gave us a contrast here between land of Canaan and the land of Egypt. Thank God I've come out of the world. Amen. And I've entered into Canaan's land. So I'm no longer singing. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's happy land where my possessions lie. I'm singing, I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Glory to God, and I am possessing my possessions. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I want you to notice, again, I want to back up in this 11th chapter, the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy. And start reading with the first verse and read right on through. Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children which have not known. Now I want you to note it. You see, God's talking to them before they go into the Canaan's land. And their children, you see, that had been born because they've wandered there in the wilderness for 40 years. They didn't know some things. But said, "They, your children have not known and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm, and his miracles, and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt, unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and to all of his land. And what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses, and to their chariots, and how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord hath destroyed them unto this day, and what he did unto the wilderness until you came into this place, and what he did unto Dothan and Abinadab, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households and their tents and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen of the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you be strong. Now I want you to notice something as we read here. That you be strong and go in and possess the land whither you go to possess it. Now I want you to notice as we read how many times he talks about possessing the land. And then he went on to say, and that you may prolong your days. Yeah, you get over here in Canaan's land, bless God, you prolong your days. That you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Then we read that 10th verse, for the land which thou goest in to possess it. I want you to notice that. Now notice that the next verse, the 11th verse, but the land whither ye go in to possess it. I want you to notice that. Amen. Now then notice, for I will give unto you the rain of the land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. And it went on to say, as we notice, that your days shall be multiplied, and then they shall be as the days of heaven upon the earth.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin CD entitled The Secret to My Success. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled Expect. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
About, you know, Rhema Bible Training College, we will be graduating our 50th graduation class right here on the campus Friday, May the 17th at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be a special time. 50 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you can come, that would be great. But if you can't come, it's going to be live streamed. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on RBTC USA, on Facebook, on Rumble.
Rhema.tv, and also on our app, Rhema USA app.
That's right.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching from the Rhema archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.